Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig, sa mga everyone all over Australia. Si Coach Marco Tamayo po para sa SBS Filipino. Ako po excited na ibabahagi at ipakilala sa inyo ang i-interviewin natin ngayon. Isa pong tatay, coach, at presidente ng isang basketball club sa Melbourne, Australia, at ang kanyang anak. Ito ay first time na homegrown Filipinos in Australia to represent at dadalo sa Liga ng Basketball ng Pilipinas. Excited po ako kasi maraming mamomotivate na batang homegrown Filipinos in Australia na mahilig mag-basketball dahil ito ay isang daan para sa Professional Basketball Association or PBA ng Liga sa Pilipinas. Ito na po, Coach Ernie and Michelle Camacho. Welcome to SBS Filipino. Kamusta po?
Hello. Kamusta po sa inyong lahat? Magandang hapon dito sa Melbourne.
So dito sa Australia, Coach, ako'y naglalaro din ng basketball at ang dami ko pong kilalang mga Filipino dito na every Saturday, Friday, talaga nagpapapawis sila. Pero first time ko po itong na makilala kayo na isang Filipino na presidente ng isang basketball club. Pakikwento naman po kung paano kayo naging presidente dito sa basketball club na ito.
I started off probably 7 years ago. Itong this basketball club what we call Mayor Mid Flames Basketball Club. It's a school ng anak ko. I guess it's just around the corner from our house. And I started off as a team manager, right? And most of this role, just to clarify, this role is it's a voluntary work, right? And sabi ko sa akin, the only way that we can keep this going is we need volunteers in this club. So yeah, I guess it evolved from being a team manager to a ball boy. Then all of a sudden, when I was asked, Ernie, are you willing to step up and take the role of president? Then yeah, look, I said, it's very similar. There's a similarity between what I do as a president and what I do at work as well. So yeah, it's been what, all of a sudden, 6 years now in this role as a president of this basketball club. We've evolved from having 25 teams to where we have 67 teams right now. So that equates to at least 500 members po kami dito. But I guess yung members po namin is across, I guess, different nationalities, right? Not just Filipino. Not just Filipino.
Wow, what a great job, Coach. But question is, before ka na pumasok at nag-volunteer sa club na ito, si Mitchell ba is naglalaro na ng basketball at time?
Yeah, so yeah, again, recalling 7 years ago, Mitchell started playing basketball at the age of 5.
Yeah, when I started prep, that's when I started playing basketball.
Yes. Mitchell, did your father expose you to basketball or you just realized that you love to play the basketball?
Every time, like, we'd go to the park with my dad and we'd just shoot and I love playing basketball.
From 25 members, for 25 teams, went to 60 plus?
Yeah, 67 teams, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, Michelle, if your father exposed you to playing basketball and since 5 years old, ano nang mga na-achieve natin sa basketball? And you're already 14 years old now. So from 5 to 14, ano ang mga na-achieve natin at experience sa basketball now?
I've achieved many things. Like we've won lots of finals back-to-back. We just recently won. And making it into different teams.
And your father is always there every time you play?
Yeah, he's always there coaching, supporting me every time.
Yes. Now, Mitchell, remember I asked you something that what have you achieved in your basketball? You said you've been doing some championship games already. I've heard that you and your family and your team is going to the Philippines to represent the homegrown Australian basketball team. Can you please tell me how excited you are?
I'm very excited thankful for my dad also helping me getting there with the tryout and training hard for it.
Any preparation?
I've also been going for runs to keep my fitness up and so that I can get ahead in my speed and going on a run for like 15 minutes on the treadmill.
And this one could ready you to go back to the Philippines and win the championship, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Now, Coach Ernie, can you please explain to us, paano nyo napasok tong Liga ng Pilipinas na lahat ng mga homegrowns from Filipino homegrown from Australia ay nagkaroon ng representante papunta sa Pilipinas? Paki-explain nga briefly.
Yeah, look, the power of social media. Right?
So what is the association? Who picked you up, guys? No, you know, you mentioned one time the NBTC, the former PBA. Can you explain that one briefly? That how did they pick up people here, for up kids, Filipino kids in Australia, and what happened to that you guys get it in? So can you please explain briefly?
Yeah, so ang nangyari dito, as I said, the power of social media. Nakita ko sa Facebook, may nag-advertise na sa homegrown Australia, they're looking for players, right? So obviously, if you're interested na via Facebook, come to this tryout, right? So we went through ilang tryouts yun, siguro apat na tryouts yan para intensive tryout. And each tryout lasted for at least 2 hours, right? Doon yung tinetest nila pa tryout mo. Obviously, you've been separated for age group kayo, Coach Marco, di ba? So nasa under 14, under 16, and under 19. Mitchell falls in the under 14 category. Right, so ngayon, meron silang tryout, I guess, a vigorous tryout, and it lasts for at least 2 hours per tryout yon. Ngayon, tinetest nila doon yung skills mo, either be sa dribbling, shooting, and stamina. At ngayon, ina-assess yan ng mga coaches dito sa Australia.
Ano to, right? Coach? Meron bang galing Pilipinas na lumipad papuntang Australia para mag-pick up ng mga Filipino
athletes? Yep, now these are the affiliated coaches ng NBTC. So mga coaches dito, taga-Australia din sila, they're doing volunteer, and they're, when I say these affiliated coaches, they're affiliated either be at a Philippine level or at an Australian level. Kagaya ng mga ibang coaches ngayon na tumutulong kay Mitchell, they're coach ng Victorian Junior Basketball League. So they're elite coaches na even previously they played sa college sa Pilipinas, but at that, ngayon na, obviously they're father na rin na sila, tatay na rin na sila, but yeah, very elite. Ang ganda ng ano nila, ng tryout facility nila dito sa Sunshine. If you ever get the chance to come here,
Coach Ernie, how do you prepare him, like conditionally, to the basketball?
Yeah, so I guess it evolves over time. Yes, yeah? So obviously when he was at that young age of 5 years old, I really need to adjust myself in relation to conditioning him pre basketball to where he is right now. I must admit, it's a lot easier nung bata siya kasi, no, makikinig pa siya sa akin at that point in time. Kung sabi ko, tara, labas tayo, let's go for a shoot. Excited din siya. Pero ngayon, obviously, I need to manage him now. He's a little bit older and I would say now he's got way more experience than me, right? Mitchell having been exposed to, I guess, different aspects of basketball at an elite level, right? Because na-expose siya playing sa school nila, representing their school to grand finals, playing at a Victorian championship, siguro it's fair to say na mas marami siyang alam ngayon kaysa sa akin in relation to my warm-up. Yung warm-up niya dati is, look, just a bit of stretching. Ngayon, it's a different type of conditioning ginagawa niya to where he was 7 years ago.
Yung hindi pa masyadong advanced si Mitchell. Mitchell, what can you remember from your dad that's been teaching you the basic of basketball? Give me three things that you remember him when you were young.
I remember him always telling me just shoot the ball, keep practicing and dribbling a lot, dribbling the basketball, and make sure on defense to be loud and keep talking every time.
And those things that you said, are you still bringing it with you?
Yeah, I am, during game every time and always practicing it.
In a week, how many times you guys practice?
I have like 3 practices since I play for 3 teams, and I train for about like 5 hours per week.
And other than playing basketball with other teams, do you do some strength training, conditioning, like going to the gym?
Yeah, I also play another sport, AFL footy, and those games happen during winter times.
Oh, so Coach Ernie, I think Mitchell is a very well-rounded athlete. So aside from doing this team game, do you bring him to the gym and do some workout like strength training, palaki ng katawan, legs, and plyometrics?
Yes. So I guess he's been fortunate. Mitchell's been fortunate sa school niya the last 3 years. He's been part of yung strength and conditioning na sinasabi natin. He's been part of the high performance academy. So Ngayon, obviously, in High Performance Academy, that's suited, obviously, it depends on your age group, di ba? I mean, as you know, at that young age, you try to avoid yung heavy weight lifting muna, di ba? Ang importante is to get your stamina right. So, yeah, he's been fortunate enough now. I think, how many days do you train a week, bro?
Twice every Monday and Wednesday morning.
Yeah, so
So
parang...
well-programmed talaga ang kanyang mga exercises.
Oh, kailangan, kailangan. Kasi, as I said, look, playing two domestic games a week on Saturday, playing football, and then playing rep as well. So that's nearly, what, 4 days a week na sports activity niya yon, right? That excludes any over and above training niya.
So aside from this training, 5 times a week, meron pa tayong mga additional training for conditioning. Ano ang tips mo naman sa kanya na mabalance niya ang study niya at saka yung training time? Anong tips mo binibigay sa kanya?
Look, sa akin, nung dinidesign ko yung strength and conditioning niya, as in, I'm not, look, by all means, I'm not a professional strength and conditioning coach, okay? So just to clarify, but sa akin, it's more about finding yung technique niya ba, na balance and coordination is very important sa akin, right? So I guess I look at it in two ways, either be a physical strength and conditioning or a mental strength and conditioning naman din. So yung when it comes to mental strength and conditioning, ang importante sa kanya is to have a free a freedom na hindi ko siya fino-force. Na pagdating niya sa bahay, ang importante is your health first. Make sure kumain ka ng kanin at adobo as an example sa hapon, 'di ba? Then you go into doing your homework muna kasi sa atin naman, education is very important, 'di ba? And then we do know na there's always a level of pride now if you've got some degree or background, educational background, was one of your accomplishment. Sa akin, ang important is do your homework first. Once natapos na yan, then we'll go into your sports naman na. So meron kaming routine dito. May kalendaryo kami sa either be sa harapan ng fridge o sa, I guess, right now, sa mga devices natin, di ba? Which tells you, okay, at this time of the day, at 7 o'clock, meron ka ng basketball training or football training. So we're fully aware na the night before, alam na namin ang gagawin namin for the next day. Right?
Eh,
Yun
meron
ang
akong
goal.
tanong, coach. Let's say, for example, meron ka ba ding rules na pag bumagsak siya sa studies niya, you have to stop basketball?
I think it's very clear sa kanya yon na education is very important. And me as a dad, right, rather than as a coach, it's important for me na look, I over I guess heavily emphasize ang education. If I know na yung education niya, nakikita ko na bumabagsak ng konti, mabubababa yung grade, then probably we have to pull a lever to say na, hang on, ang dami mo na masyadong sports, hindi maganda na sa katawan mo, it's hard for you to concentrate either be at home or sa school, then bawasan natin yung sports. Dahil alam ko naman na ang dami, fully loaded siya sa sports right now. Yeah, they're the things na probably hindi ko nagawa when I was young, but it's an opportunity for him, right? To, I guess, to experience. But yeah, once na kung bumabagsak, medyo ibababa natin yung sports mo and let's focus on your studies.
Before we end our discussion or interview, ano ang message mo sa mga kabataan, coach, sa especially kay Michelle, para maabot nila ang dream nila to become a star sa pagiging basketball player?
Make sure you lots of practice every time. Just like the basic shooting and dribbling, even if it sounds boring, but they're the most important skills to learn and to get better at your game.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
sa akin, coach, ang importante sa akin is to dream big. Yeah, to dream big. Sky's the limit, right? However, to achieve that, you need to be physically and mentally ready, right? And my job as a coach and a dad is to guide them through that pathway. Di ba? Na, yes, you could be physically ready, kaya ng katawan mo, pero kung hindi ka mentally ready, mahirap naman din yon. So you need to have a combination. And as I always said, sa mga advice ko to all the other, I guess, aspiring to wanting to play in the Philippines is have fun. Yeah, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like, yeah, I'm big, sky's the limit, pero make sure may balance yan palagi. That's really important sa akin na, okay, if you play 5 hours a week, as an example, try to play 5 hours naman din spend time with your family. Or, do you know what? Spend time with your gadget. Like, there's no limit naman din eh. As long as nakain ng katawan mo, you're healthy, magandang kain nyo. Like, for me, yan ang very important sa akin eh, na don't put pressure sa I'm hoping I don't put much pressure on you, yeah, bro. Yeah, so
So I think, Coach, in the future, normally we can only hear Phil American na maging magaling sa basketball sa PBA. So maybe in the future, makakita natin Phil Ossie na magagaling sa Pilipinas na maglalaro.
Look, that's the plan.
Probably
That's the
in the
objective.
future,
Yeah,
yes.
Hopefully, yeah, if all goes according to plan, as long as he remains healthy, then yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I wish you guys good luck and enjoy, and let us know when you guys bring home the bacon.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.